Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Trauma and the Finisher. I'm your greeter this morning. Who's on the line?
Good morning.
Happy Triumphant Tuesday, Yvonne. And who else was that?
Sunshine. Good morning.
Good morning, Sunshine. Good morning to you both. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Top of the morning is Sabrina. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. God bless you. Declare victory.
Good morning, Sister Sabrina. Happy Triumphant Tuesday to you.
Thanks.
Good morning. I'm sorry I interrupted somebody. Good morning. This is JC. Happy Tuesday.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry I didn't get to put it on the app, but I have a prayer request this morning.
Okay.
For my daughter-in-law Nicole and her co-workers for job security. They're doing a big layoff in her company, so.
Nicole.
I'm sorry?
You said job security.
Yes, sweetheart,
okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, this is Sister Darcy.
Who was that again?
Darcy.
Darcy, good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. Good to hear your sound this morning.
Good morning. What?
It's great to hear your sound this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. God bless everyone on the call. Hey, hey.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Triumphant Tuesday to you. Great. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Kevin, good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning,
Persistent.
Good morning, Persistent. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. Good to hear your sound as well.
Same to you, sis.
Thank you. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Hello, yes, I would love to say good morning. Hello, everybody. It is Moxie. Good morning, my Declare Victory family. I love you guys. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Love you too, Moxie. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. Praise God.
Yes. We only wake up, Liz. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God. A reason to smile. We got new mercy, new grace, y'all. Let's go.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes, we give God all the praise and all the glory, all the honor. Because he's worthy to be praised. Anyone else want to say good morning? We'd love to hear your sound. Any first-time callers, any men want to say good morning? Other men? This is Holy Week. Celebrating Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Kat. Good morning, Declare Victory family.
Good morning, Kat. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. We share Declare Victory. Anyone else just join a call and say good morning?
Good morning, Trina. Happy Triumphant Tuesday, Declare Victory. I challenge us all to press in and see what Holy Week is really about. Challenge. Get one of the scriptures. Learn what this week, these 7 days to Calvary was like. Don't be like one of the mockers. Be like one of the Christians. Yes. Hosanna. Love y'all. Have a great day. I love Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I love Jesus. And I'm glad he went to Calvary for me. Have a blessed day, y'all.
Amen. Amen.
I love Jesus. Let me get some of that too. Let me get some of that too. Today is the day. Listen, y'all, we get up morning after morning, and the fact that he woke us up, Holy Week, whatever week, he woke us up today in our right mind. And look, to know the number to call in, because somebody woke up this morning and don't know who they are. So we got to praise him differently. If y'all understand, Shell, thank you for just lighting us up this morning. Hosanna. Hosanna.
Yes, Hosanna. 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 Glory. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Anyone else before I get started? Okay, I need everyone to please check your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, my name is Trina the Finisher, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are prayer calls that meets Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Make sure you to continue to join us for the last week of March. Yeah, this is the last Tuesday of March, where our monthly theme is entitled Suddenly. Each declare will focus on the importance of respecting and how to properly respond to a sudden move of God. Make sure you invite to be blessed too. I need everyone to please check your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. I hear a sound in the background. Again, please check your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. There is one announcement today. TNT Bible studies tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the teaching from Pastor LaBelle Jones. It would definitely lift your spirit. There was no prayer request submitted by the app, but we do have a spoken prayer request. It's from JC. Please pray for her daughter-in-law, Nicole, and her co-workers for job security. Also, please pray for my son, Timothy. He's in the hospital. Please pray for his mental and physical healing and protection. Thank you so much. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise, Priscilla, declaration, Barbara, then we go right to corporate comments hosted by Declare. I repeat, prayer and corporate praise, Priscilla, declaration, Barbara, then we go right to corporate comments hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is from Job 17:9. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to their ways, and those with clean hands will grow stronger. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until they start to come off mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer of warrior Priscilla. Everyone, please have a blessed and awesome day. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Trina, for that beautiful greeting. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Declare Victory family. God bless you all. Can you please put your phones on mute? Thank you so much. I just want to make sure I've got everybody for the prayer request. JC, Nicole for job security. Your son, Trafina Tim, who's in the hospital. And his nephew. For physical healing. Is that correct?
Okay, for Tim, yeah, the first one is for JC is correct. For me, it's just my son is in the hospital for healing and mental health and protection.
Okay. All right, let's all look to the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for you. Thank you for the finished work at the cross, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you woke us up, as one of my sisters said, in our right mind this morning. And in our right mind, Father God, we think about you, Father God. In our right mind, we suddenly get up and think to ourselves, I want to get on Declare Victory line. I want to get on with my brothers and my sisters, and I want to start my day with you, Lord Jesus, because we don't take that for granted, Father God, because we're in our right minds. We know who we are. We know who we belong to, Father God, and we just say thank you, Father God. We know what week this is, Lord Jesus. We understand, Father God, and we thank you because we even want to get more understanding, Lord Jesus, just what the finished work at the cross represent and what you went through, Father God, this week to get there, Lord Jesus. And all the process before there, Father God, we just give you the praise, honor, and all the glory, Lord Jesus. We could never, ever thank you enough, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you continue to keep us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, that you continue, Father God, each and every day when we wake up, new mercies every morning, Father God, suddenly. Just suddenly, new mercies. Father God, let's not take it for granted. The suddenlies don't have to be grandiose, Lord Jesus. The suddenlies are happening all the time, Father God. As you put this on our mind, Father God, as you hear this small, still voice and say, no, go this way, Father God. You tell us, Father God, no, look at that person. No, go pray this for this person. No, go call that person. They're happening all the time, Father God. And I give you all the praise, honor, and all the glory for it, Lord Jesus. Because you remind us consistently and constantly, because we declare it that we belong to you. And you let us know all the time that we do by the works that you do in us all the time. And I thank you for it this morning, Father God. I give you all the praise, honor, and all the glory. And for this week and always, my soul just cries out, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Because when I think about you, Father God, see, something changes inside of us, Father God. When we start to pray and worship and to honor you, a different sound comes out of us, Father God. We're no longer the same person because, Father God, we're thinking about heaven. We're thinking about you. And we're glorifying you, Father God. We know that nothing is impossible with you because we've seen the impossibilities in our lives, Lord Jesus, time and time and time again, Father God. We don't lean to our own understanding because that don't work. You've proven that time and time and time again, Father God. And we just bless your holy name this morning. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Father God, with what we have, with what we know. And we press on to knowing more and to having more in you, Father God. We press on to understand the complexities, Father God, of the kingdom, Father God, in which we know we are kingdom citizens, Father God. We understand, Father God, more and more and more. And we just can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. We can't understand more enough. We can't wait to be with the saints, Father God. And suddenly, all of a sudden, you changed us. We couldn't wait to be in the house. We couldn't wait. You would say to yourself, I'm glad when they said, let us go on to the house of the Lord. Father God, all of a sudden, we were that person, Father God. We were that person. We used to hear it before, and maybe we didn't know what it meant. But now we do, Father God. Oh,
God, I just can't thank you enough. And this morning, Father God, knowing that when we pray to you, knowing that when we worship you, you hear us. Knowing that you hear us right now and that you're with us, all of a sudden two or more gather in your name and suddenly we acknowledge that you're there, Father God. Oh, I can't praise and thank you enough this morning. Like my sister said, this week is Holy Week. And those of us who've been thinking about this week, Lord Jesus, we come ready. We come understanding. We come with fervency in our heart and in our minds and in our souls for you, Father God. So this morning, I lift up JC to you, Father God. Nicole, I lift up her, Father God, knowing that you know that we need jobs and we need to work, Father God. And I thank you that she's reaching out to you, wanting to that perfect job for her, that perfect plan that you have for her, Father God. Knowing that you have the answer. So, Father God, I pray that you open up that door. That you open up the door that no man can open up and that you do it suddenly and quickly because your word is sharp and quick, Father God. So I pray for it, your word, Father God, your provisions for her, Father God, that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that when she sees it, she'll know it, Father God, and that she will walk into it, Father God, and regardless of what it takes, the time it takes, regardless of what's going on, Father God, she will be rest assured in you that your word, that your promises are yes and amen. And it may not happen in her timing, Father God, or our timing, but it will happen. So I pray, Father God, for her faith, that her faith will not fail her, Father God, as she continues to press on, Father God, to that job that is laid up just for her in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for my sister's son, Tim, Father God, who is currently in the hospital, Lord Jesus. I pray for his mental health and his physical health, Father God, knowing that it's all connected sometimes and most of the times, Lord Jesus. It affects us all in different ways, but you knew us and you made us all unique and different, Father God, yet our bodies are all the same internally, Lord Jesus. But you know how it works, Father God, and so I'm coming to the master. I'm coming to the great creator of all, and I'm coming to you and I'm asking you and honor you and asking you to put your hand up on Tim. And everything and everybody that's touching him, Lord Jesus, put your hand up on them, Father God. Lead and guide them to a greater understanding, Father God. Lead and guide them. Help them to understand that they're dealing with a child of God in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So anybody that's coming to him, Father God, I pray there's answers and solutions quickly, Father God. And I pray for his healing, Father God, to come about quickly in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for us suddenly upon his life as well, Father God, because I'm coming to the creator of suddenly, the creator of all. May you do it exceedingly and abundantly, Father God. Blow our minds above all that we can ever ask and or think. I'm praying that for my sister's son, Tim, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm thanking you, Father God, in advance, because I know that you're not like man, Father God. I know that we can come to you and you'll answer. And I know that you're your yes and amen, Father God. And I'm thanking you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you the praise, honor, and all the glory. Hallelujah. We're thanking you, Father God, no matter what we're going through, no matter how long or how hard it has been, God. We know that suddenlies exist for you, Father God. You are a sudden breakthrough as we wait and trust you. As we'll move, he will move, fulfill your promise. You will fulfill it, Father God, because I've seen you do it over and over again. And we will see from you, Father God, what we waited for and looked for, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that we don't lose heart and we don't fake, because as my sisters have always said, we win if we don't quit. Father God, you've never lost a battle. You've never gone back on your promises, and I thank you, Father God. Suddenly, health will change, Father God. Suddenly, it'll change for the better. A total manifestation of healing will come, Father God, and suddenly, and I thank you for it. Suddenly, our finances will change, Father God, because we put our trust in you, because we continue to give. We continue continued to stay faithful in the principles of heaven when it came to our finances, Father God. We believed in your word, Father God. We believed in what you said, Father God. We looked for that gate. We looked for that gateway, Father God, that's opened up for us, Father God. We stepped out, Father God, and we believed, Father God. We believed in your word that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, Father God. We know it's our time, Father God. So we wait, Father God, and we know we look for the suddenly. We anticipate it, Father God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for it, Father God. And we thank you for it so much, Father God. We can't thank you enough. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father, hallelujah. God, we know you will move by your spirit, and you will fulfill your promises. We thank you for it, Father God. We can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough, Father God. So we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Take your phones off of mute, my brothers and my sisters. Join me in praising and worshiping the Lord.
Jesus,
this
Jesus,
day
Lord,
is morning
Lord,
on Triumph for Tuesday.
Hallelujah.
Him. Put your phones back on mute. You can continue to praise him. Facebook, put your phone on mute. I thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And finally, I just want to remind you, remind my brothers and sisters, I just, oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for the sweet sound, Father God, for my brothers and my sisters this morning. I pray it was a pleasing sound unto you, Father God. I thank you for this platform that we're able to come morning after morning, Lord Jesus. I bless every household that's on the line this morning and every household that's going to be on the line and every household that typically is on this line. I bless them this morning, Father God. And Father God, I remind them finally, my brothers and my sisters, remember whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. If there's anything excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. God, you're so beautiful. You are so beautiful. You tell us, you remind us to keep our minds, the mind of Christ, to keep it raised up in us regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what we face, regardless of what I see. I'm praying, Father God, that you give us that, that you anchor our souls and our minds in you consistently and constantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that we all experience the freedom and the joy that's in you consistently and constantly, Lord Jesus. I give you the praise. I can't stop praising you enough. I will never stop saying I give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory for what you are doing in my soul and everybody else's soul, Lord Jesus. Those who desire it and those who shall see it, and it shall come to pass, Father God. Because your word is sharp and quick than a two-edged sword, mighty and able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask and or think. So, Father God, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For all of your suddenlies, I thank you. And for everything, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I now pass the call to the declarer.
To the place I wanna know, I wanna be where you are. That's where I wanna go, in that highest place. That's where I wanna be, in that secret place. All the holy of holies, take me. The reason why I set the atmosphere is because I want to be taken. Oh, no, oh, no. I want to be taken to that high. To that secret place in you. Anybody else wanna go? Take me there. How will it be? Yeah. You are. That's where I wanna go. In the higher place.
Good morning, Declare Victory. That is a song that I have been worshiping with the last couple of weeks, and I just wanted to share that with you. First of all, I want to thank God for another beautiful morning. I want to thank Tarina and Priscilla for this morning. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning once again, Father, just thanking you for this privilege to speak to your people, Lord. I ask you to move me aside and speak through me the words that you want me to say. I praise your name. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I won't be before you long, but I pray that something I say will be helpful to someone this morning. When I talked to Natasha about what I would do this month, I hesitated kind of about this suddenly, but then I agreed to share. I want to be obedient to the Lord right now. He's allowed me for a long time to do what I want to do, but now is the time for me to be doing what he wants me to do, and that's what I do right now. It was not until yesterday that the Lord really gave me a word to share. I won't be before you long, but I pray that something will be said to help someone throughout this day. The word suddenly has been mentioned in the Bible about 71 times, 44 times in the Old Testament and about 17 times in the New Testament. And it's first mentioned in Genesis 41, through Pharaoh's dream, when Joseph was explaining Pharaoh's dream to him. I know you've heard the meaning of suddenly, but I'm going to give it to you again because we are towards the end of the month. But it's something that happens unexpectedly or without any warning or previous notice. One of the good examples in the Bible is found in Deuteronomy 7 and 4. During this time, Jesus instructed the Israelites what to do when they overtook the land God had given them. He warns them about keeping his statutes and being obedient. And he was honoring the promise of their forefathers, Abraham. As we all know, they were not able to do all what God wanted. They got a little sidetracked, as we all get a little sidetracked. Do you know that partial obedience is really disobedience? When God gives us instructions, he expects us to follow it to the letter, no matter how crazy it seems, no matter how it doesn't make sense to us. We have to trust that he knows better what's for us than we do. So moving on to the New Testament, God kept his word by sending his beloved son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins. I am so glad that even though God, I remember, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he pleaded with God, just like we do sometimes. But his end was, not your will, my will, but your will be done. And that's what we all have to do. Believe it or not, I'm still talking about suddenly. Many religious scholars suggest that the God of suddenly is the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2 and 2, it describes how the Holy Spirit suddenly descended and filled the people in the church, and they began to speak other languages. Also in Acts 16 and 26, Paul and Silas were playing and singing, and suddenly the Holy Spirit appeared, opening the doors of the prison, and their chains fell off. But later I found myself looking at Matthew 9:35-38, which reads, Jesus continued going around to all the town and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." This was, do you realize that if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are the workers that he's talking about? Jesus has a plan for each of us. He has something for each of us to do. We just have to trust him and learn how to ask him to guide us and lead us and show us what it is he wants us to do. And even though it seems a little crazy or it might not make sense to you, we need to do it. And I know that's not easy. Sometimes it seems hard, but it really isn't. If we surrender our lives to Jesus, every day. Sometimes it has to be every minute, depending on what kind of circumstances you're in. This is why we must start our day with prayer and worship. And I'm not talking about being on this prayer call. Outside of this prayer call, we must have an active prayer life every day. We must stay focused. Before we leave our home, we must pray. While we're on our jobs, we must pray. Before we go to sleep, we must pray. All during the day, we have to pray. My relationship with Christ is the only thing that gets me through a day. I know that you know that I lost my daughter last year, and I'm still grieving more than I really realize until I sit down sometimes and I think about it. But I know that she's in a better place, and I know that the Lord knows what he's doing, and I trust him. And those are the only things that really get me through the day. We must remember that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. Remember that. We are to be different. We are to allow our light to shine for Jesus all the time, in all situations, because people are always watching you. You'd be surprised how many people watch you that you don't even realize that they're watching you. But I want to say, remember, if you fall, get up and start all over again and ask God for forgiveness and help you to turn from that way. Remember that God is always with you, no matter what you're going through. Be honest with him about how you feel. For me, journaling has really helped, because sometimes you can write out things that you can't say or don't want to say or are afraid to say. But journaling gets me through my difficult times sometimes. And listening to Christian music like this place, that place song, just takes me to a whole nother place in Jesus. We must believe what the Bible says and pray. Trust God with our lives. He knows better than we do what is our need and what is best for us. When he opens up a door, we must not be afraid to grab his hand and go through it. But keep our focus on him. He is our focus. This week is Holy Week. And I want each of us sometime today, just take maybe 5 minutes to just sit by yourselves and think about all the things that the Lord has done for you and how he always prepares a way. You know, for me, when I don't have no money, all of a sudden, something's there. I mean, he's just always there. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough. Yes, I'm still talking about suddenly. Suddenly things happen. And sometimes, and a lot of times, we can't even explain it. It can't be explained, but we know that it was nobody but God. God loves us. He loves us so much, because I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I could be giving my only child for everybody, all the things we do and all the trouble we get into. But he loves us so much. He just wants us to trust him, to totally depend on him. And that's what's happening for me right now, is he's really teaching me how, I don't know how anyone could live in this world without knowing Jesus Christ, because he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the light. And that's a true statement. I pray right now that something I have said today will be meaningful to someone or make someone stop and think about how good the Lord is. And if you don't know him, ask someone about him. And a lot of times we need to share Christ too, and a lot of times we don't. But sometimes we're afraid that, well, I don't know enough, and I don't know the verses and all this kind of stuff. But all you have to do is tell somebody how good God has been to you. I'm going to open up the call now for those that got here a little late and maybe weren't able to say good morning. I want to open it up first to the men to say good morning this morning. Welcome to Declared Victory.
God,
and I know there are
men. This morning.
Is that Sarge?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Have a great day. Any other men on the call that want to say good morning to us this morning?
Hey, good morning, family. Cedric's on the call.
Hey, Cedric, how are you this morning?
Doing good, doing good.
Good to hear your sound. Are there any first-time callers that would like to say good morning? And maybe this is not your first time calling, but you've been on the line a while and you're just kind of listening to see, you know, what's up and what it's all about. And you'd like to say something this morning. We welcome you. Well, does anyone want to say good morning this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Camille.
Good morning, Camille. How are you this morning?
Blessed.
I know that's right. We woke up in our right mind. That's a blessing in itself.
Sure is.
Good morning. This is Leomia. Great
decoration. Oh, good morning, Mother.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm okay, sweetie. How you doing this morning? You sound good.
I am great. Thank you.
Almost there. I keep talking over the top of you. I'm sorry. Hi, Miss Barbara. This is Gloria. I love you.
Hi, Gloria. Love you more. I miss our class, girl.
I know. We're getting back on track.
Okay, sweetie. Have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Good morning, it's Sister Tracy. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Sister Tracy. You know you woke me up this morning, huh?
I know.
Thanks the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for you. I do. I do. I love you.
I love you more. Thank you for being an amazing prayer partner. I just want to say that, and I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, sweetheart.
Good morning, Miss Barbara. This is Juliet.
Good morning, Jubilant.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, and you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, girl. You know, it's so funny. This morning, my stomach was hurting, and I was really tripping and nervous. But, you know, God is so good. He always paves the way.
Don't you like it when the Holy Spirit takes over?
Well, yes, but it can be scary. But you just have to let him do it. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Amen. Good morning. This is Juanita. Great declaration.
Hi, Juanita. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. And how are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, God is holding me up, honey. That's the only thing that's holding me up.
Amen. Amen.
Morning, Miss B. Won't he do it, though? I tell you, that Holy Spirit is a whole gentleman. He kind of pushes and nudges, but he also lets us know, I got you. I'm so glad he does. Thank you for your share this morning. Beautiful. And I love that song. That's my album right there.
Oh, girl, that's my song, honey. That's my song. I didn't have my worship and my cry and everything else this morning, but I just love that song. I do. Thank you, sweetie. Have a great day. Anyone else want to say good morning, or you want to make a comment, or you have a question?
Good morning.
I want to just say good morning to you, sweetie Petey. It's Dee Dee, and he did it all. When you were talking, and I was thinking about just being Holy Week and the whole process, right, and how he did it all for us on the cross, bled and died, suffered, all of it. And so I'm just excited this morning because he got up. You know, if it makes sense, just the whole process, if we really think about what it meant. And then we don't, I think sometimes we get excited this time of year, but we got to be excited every day because of him Amen. Getting up. You know, because he gave Amen. It all up on the cross. And I also want to keep encouraging you because that grief, and I've learned to stop saying I'm still grieving because grieving don't end. It's just love. I think Regina King said it best about her son when she said, "If grief is just love with nowhere to go." And it's so funny, Ms. B, I meant to tell you, I got a friend request from Tanya, and it didn't spook me out because it happens sometimes. I'm like, what's going on? So I just think even, you know, when our loved ones have passed away, I think the system kind of just does stuff, even with the memories on Facebook. And you just never know when God is going to remind you that they were here. And we got to just keep just remembering their lives. So I love you. And I thank you for your share. It's always sweet. You just are so soothing this early in the morning. So I'm going to tell you that. And y'all know the babies will be here. So, and I love saying that. And y'all keep praying for the young people, the babies, because they need prayer too. They come in with all kind of stuff on them. So I'm here, and I know God got me here to just cuddle them and love them. So thank you, Missy.
Thank you, Dee Dee. I love you. Anyone else want to say good morning or have a comment or have a question?
Good morning, Missy. How are you today? I really enjoyed your beautiful, beautiful, such a sweet voice this morning. And just a reminder of where we're at right now. This, as Dee Dee, I was listening to her, I started hearing the song He Did It All, and Dee Dee is aware of that from Revival Center. And just this time of the year, I was speaking on the Passion of Christ, not only the Passion of Christ, but we did a play back years ago depicting the Jesus the Messiah. And just in that play, to reenact what he's done for us is more than enough. Thank you so much. My prayers are always with you as we continue to keep pushing in this world. We are at our suddenly. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, baby.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a great day.
Hey, man, this is Sister Yvonne. Good morning. I liked that topic about suddenly, because things do come to us from God suddenly, and we like, wow, where did this come from? So I really did enjoy that topic you put out today for Declare Victory on today. But I missed one of the verses you said. I got asked in Matthew. Wasn't it one more? Wasn't it Act 2? In 2, in Matthew 16:36?
It was Acts 2 and 2, and Acts 16:36, yeah. No, 26, I'm sorry. 16:26.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sister. God bless all on the line this morning. Have a blessed day.
Oh, you have
and
a blessed
victory
day, too.
And all that we do on this day, because this is the day the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it.
Amen. Good morning. This is Mary, friends with Gloria. I wanted to say thank you so much for your share this morning. Also, I just celebrated my 64th birthday this past Friday, the 22nd. And in terms of the grief, my brother passed away 2019, and he and I always celebrated our birthdays because we were one day after the other. Not twins, just my birthdays were so close. But and that grief has, you know, because our birthdays we always celebrate, it's been really challenging when my birthday would come around. But just being on the call, it's really helped me to put things in a better perspective, just being more thankful about everything. I miss him tremendously, my brother Larry, Larry Lester. He was a coach. He was everything. He was a mentor. And I just know now he's resting with our Heavenly Father. And it just brings me peace now, where before it was just such a challenge, such a hard place to be at. When my birthday would come, I would just, you know, close up. But God is allowing me to open up now and know that he's good. God is good in every circumstance. So thank you so much, Ms. B. Thank you for allowing me to speak this morning. Y'all have a great day. God bless you. And this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing this morning. You know, my daughter and I, we did everything together. I think that's why it's been so hard for me. We do stuff on her birthday, and then we do stuff on my birthday. But, you know, God is just so good. That's all I can say. It's just God is just so good. Anyone else want to share? Now, you know, I'll give you back some time, y'all. Not quite 9 o'clock. Well, for me, it's not quite 9 o'clock.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Great decoration. I thank God for declared victory. I'm growing in the Lord and listening and learning. And let me get to my breath. So suddenly today, my mother been gone 5 years. I have seen myself, the Lord has strengthened me and lifted me up to that every birthday until like this year. I have a different outlook on, I'm not angry as in on her birthday day. I used to get angry and just lashing out at everyone. You know, and I didn't understand. Well, you know, it's not for me to understand, but I didn't understand then. I was angry and I was like depressed. And now today I have joy. Today is the day she would have been 77. And even though I missed her and we were best friends and I took care of her and things like this. So I'm just grateful to God. And suddenly I'm learning how to react differently in situations and trust him in everything. Because he knows, and he will get me through it, because he's done so much for me. You don't know my testimony. He has brought me so far, and I'm so grateful for this call, a safe call that I've learned to, you know, write in a journal, to read my word, even when I don't feel like reading. I read it, and suddenly in the times of trouble, I go to the God that's going to help me when no one else is around. But I thank you for the support. God bless everyone. And hey, thank you, Jesus, for the joy and the happiness on this day instead of being angry. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Sister Lisa, thank you for sharing. Thank you for, I'm just so proud of you. I really am. God is really working with you, and you continue to trust him because he's right there for you.
Yes, yes. And I went to my friend's funeral yesterday, Brian White, and I got up and talked about suddenly, you know, just suddenly that we got to trust the Lord and go to him because he understands. And so I was grateful to be there for the family as we grew up when we were kids, but we hadn't seen each other in a while because, like, I was all. But I'm not all good, but I'm getting better and I'm learning. I thank God for, like I said, the clear victory. Without this call, I don't know where I would be because I wasn't trying to hear about no Lord. I was going to church just sitting there, and I wasn't even involved, you know, really just going to church. I had no relationship with God until this call. Just Stephanie gave me the number, and I've been on here. And then some days I don't say nothing. I just listen, and then I sit with myself, like you said, quiet, and try to hear God's voice. I'm learning how to do that instead of running around, like, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. I'm so proud of you. You keep up the good work and keep coming back.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You hey, too, hey. Sweetie.
Yeah. Hey. Good morning, Barbara.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your declaration this morning, and thank you for your sound. Your voice is so very soothing. You know, I can listen to you minister all day long. And that song you played, what was the name of the artist in the title of the song?
Hang on one second. It's called The Place, and the artist is Desmond Pringle.
Oh, Desmond Pringle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the song is called The Place.
Okay, The
and
Place.
And it is just so soothing. Lord have mercy.
Yes. Okay.
Will you give your wife a big old hug for me?
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Yeah, thank God you bless. So much for your declaration. God bless.
To God be the glory.
This is Darcy. Good morning. I wanted to tell
Hi, Miss Darcy.
Hi. I wanted to tell you that I heard that partial obedience is disobedience, and I just want to thank God that He kept me. I was around a bunch of disbelievers. They were mocking me. There were some people that were saying, oh, she's praying, and I said, leave me alone, I'm praying. I kept saying Lord Jesus in everything. And I just want to say that, you know, sometimes what you said was, you said that sometimes it's not comfortable. It can be scary. But He's a gentleman. And I believe that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I say the sinner's prayer. And I want to be obedient in everything, and I just want to just be obedient to Him. And I'm just so thankful for the people that support me. And I do pray that the people that don't believe it, they understand that they don't put that they be filled someday too. And I thank God for my son, for my mother. And I thank God for this line and for the people that know me and who have been holding me through the love of Jesus Christ. They have been holding me. Thank you so much for today. And I just want to give God the glory. Thank you for putting the word in every single one of you, because we don't know what each other are going through, but sometimes it can be so hard. And so uncomfortable and so lonely. But, you know, there is that quiet place, that I have that quiet place. And I'm so grateful that I do. And bless every single one of you. And you all have a great day.
You be blessed. And thank you for sharing.
Oh, touch of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Young lady, you is going to be okay. God
yes.
got you. God mm-hmm. is sending you comfort right now in the name of Jesus. The
in
people
the name
that's mocking you, one day is going to look up to you. Is going to need you. You just doing what you keep doing what you do. Seek God mm-hmm. in all that you do. Look towards
yes.
the hill for which your help come from, my daughter. He already ordered your steps. You have a
yes.
purpose and a destination to do for God. In Jesus' name, my sister, I'm sending love and prayer to you and your family. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else want to share? I'm going to pray us out. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I just lift up everyone under the sound of my voice today. And I want to say a special prayer for Miss Dorothy, Lord. Continue to encourage her, Lord. Continue to give her the strength that she needs to go from day to day, Lord. Continue to remind her that you're with her there, Lord, no matter what she's going through. You, in your word, you said you would never leave us or forsake us. And I know that's true because I know that you're with me, too. I just lift up everyone
that has a prayer request, and those prayer requests that weren't spoken, I know they're out there. Father, grant and bless and heal and give us joy, Lord. Nobody can take the joy away from us that you give us, Lord. And I just ask you to help us to get through this day. I just ask these things in Jesus' name. Everybody have a wonderful day today. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Amen.
God bless everybody.
Have a great day.
Blessings.
Love
you. Thank you, Barbara. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a beautiful, blessed day, everybody.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Be a blessing.